I did grab a book by Alexander Schmemann on the Great Lent, and that has been my reflection in this season. And I would like to draw some thoughts from that book and share it with you that really goes so much in line with the reading today. When an individual embarks on a journey, that individual does ample preparation, particularly when you're traveling internationally. More than the preparation, though, he or she must know where the person is going. It's not simply the preparation, but knowing where we are going. And that points us to what Lent is all about. Lent is a spiritual journey with Easter in mind, or with Easter as the destination. Easter is called the mother of all feasts. It is called the Christian Passover. Besides, Easter is the fulfillment of the Passover. Remember that we say during the Mass, Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He was the Passover Lamb that the Old Testament was talking about. Easter is more than another feast or a commemoration of a past event. It is when the light of God did shine in its fullest, its brightest, and overcame the power of darkness. It is the glory of God revealed. It is when the Son of Man died, and in his death, death died, that had a grip on humanity, causing fear in many people. It is when sin's power to corrupt and destroy ended. Easter is the celebration of the coming of new life, new heaven, new earth, brought about by the cross of Jesus, ironically, oddly. Easter is something that happened, and it continues to happen in all of us. As a matter of fact, the church celebrates mini Easter every Sunday. Every Sunday is a celebration of Easter. So Easter is not only a past event that we're trying to reminisce or recall, but Easter continues to happen in our midst, in the life of every single one of us. It is a celebration of a passage, like the Hebrew people passing through the Red Sea experience, or going through the Red Sea experience. Such new life we receive as a gift through our baptism, which determines a person's eternal destiny. Oblivious at times, things can slide into forgetfulness. We forget about our baptism. We forget about certain things that we need to remember. It all happens to many people, to all of us. Sometimes we are overwhelmed by the taste of the things of the world. As from the book of Narnia, it's turkey delight that the world offers, that Edward was drawn to. He was looking for turkey delight. For those of you who have heard and rather watched the movie The Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis. For that reason, people continue in darkness while they have the light. They continue to live in sorrow while possessing joy, and living in death while they have life in Christ. Through the liturgical seasons, cycles, services, sacraments, activities of the church, the Mother Church helps us to recover what Christ has offered to us on the cross, the vision and taste of that new life. We so easily lose and betray and return to it through the path of repentance. So how do we go back to it? Through the path of repentance. I would like to read to you today a story from Luke chapter 19. It is a story of Zacchaeus. And it says, "Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, saw Zacchaeus, and said to him, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house." So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, "He has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner." Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to his house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." What a powerful story that fits perfectly to our reading today. Zacchaeus was a Jewish chief collector who collaborated with the Romans. And he hired assistants to collect taxes. Now, tax collectors were considered very corrupt in their time, because if the Romans were asking for, the Roman government was asking for 5%, they would ask for 10% or more perhaps. And so Zacchaeus accumulated great wealth for himself, largely by illegitimate means, from his customs enterprise at Jericho. Jericho is a significant center of commerce, stationed along a major trade route connecting Jerusalem and its environs with the Jordan's land to the east. And as Jesus was passing through Jericho, Zacchaeus heard of it. And because he was short in stature, he climbs a sycamore tree to see Jesus. And to his surprise, Jesus turned to Zacchaeus, looked at him, and he said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, because I would like to go to your house." Now, we need to make a point here that when Jesus said that he wants to go to his house, Jesus was bringing salvation to Zacchaeus and his family. Now, why did Zacchaeus climb the tree? Was it really because he was short in stature? That is one reason. Or was it because Zacchaeus was filled of desire to see Jesus? This story conveys what a Christian is encouraged to do, every single one of us, to do during this season of Lent. The first thing is, what we need is to desire for God, to desire for Jesus again, just in case he is no longer the center of our lives, to participate in his life again. When we talk about human nature generally follows desire. The gospel even acknowledges that whatever a man treasures or considers important points to what his heart desire is. A strong desire overcomes man's human limitations, as the saying goes, which is related or linked: where there is a will, there is a way. I'm sure that you have heard of that saying. When an individual is passionate about something, he can do things he usually is incapable of doing. Let me just give you two examples. In 1978, Christina Chinoska Liskevich, I hope I'm pronouncing her name well, was the first woman who sailed around the world solo. It was by herself. Felix Baumgartner is an Austrian skydiver, best known for jumping to Earth from a helium balloon from the stratosphere on October 14, 2012. I'm sure some of you have watched it. And landing in New Mexico, in the United States, as part of the Red Bull Stratos project. truly, they had to overcome certain things, fear, anxiety, many things. But yet because of desire, not simply to be the first one, but to do it, they circumvented and overcame their inabilities or other things that would hinder them from doing it. Zacchaeus overcame his stature and his sense of sinfulness, shame, even transcending himself. He abandons his non-satisfying, meaningless life and desires the life Jesus offers. We all desire, don't we? All humans desire something. But it's not so much a question of that, the fact that we desire, but desiring the right things. Is our desire aimed at the right goal? Or as Jean-Paul Sartre words, he said, useless passion. Zacchaeus desired the right thing. He wanted to see and approach Jesus Christ. What Zacchaeus did is the very step to our journey in Lent, the very step to repentance, my brothers and sisters. It is the rediscovery of the deep desire of our hearts that if it's misaligned, we need to set it right. To thirst and hunger again for God and His righteousness. To hunger for the life that can only be found in Him. Although Zacchaeus was short, petty, sinful, corrupt, yet his desire overcomes all this. As I said, Zacchaeus perfectly fits the profile of denying oneself, taking up the cross and following Christ. He fits the profile of gaining the whole world, but was perhaps losing his soul. But in this story, he reclaimed his soul. He reclaimed it in Christ by inviting Christ in his life and in his home. Zacchaeus' desire attracted Christ's attention. As you know, Jesus is God. He saw the desire of Zacchaeus that was residing in his heart. Something that was brewing. Something that was getting bigger and bigger every single minute. Desiring Christ. And what happened? He got Christ's attention. In the same token, in Lent, we examine and readjust our desires to thirst and hunger for the divine. Otherwise, desires leads us, as what Jean-Paul Sartre said, useless passion. If we deeply and strongly desire for God, Christ will respond to us. My brothers and sisters, this is not a message of condemnation. This is a message of reflection. For us to be reminded that sometimes as humans, we can actually desire the wrong things in life. But especially as Christians in this season of Lent, let us open our hearts and let our desire be the good thing, and that is Christ. Remember that our final destination is Easter. But right now, we need to readjust our heart. And we can only do so with the grace and the help and the mercy of the Holy Spirit. And if this message is touching your life, I want you now to lift your hand to God and say, Lord, help me to desire you again in my life. Let the things around me not be so important, but let you be the center again of my life. Open your heart to Jesus and let him touch your life. And not only for you, but only for your family. This is the call of Lent for all of us.